Sherman Bluff, Contentment Bluff area out there. Imagine that's where you found him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Most of the people out there moved in fairly recently, but...
Yes, a lot of people have, yes, because he's been in that area a good while. Yes, he's...
It's funny that you mentioned about the history of the county, because I was going to ask you about the history of Darien itself.
Well, I don't know whether I know too much about it, because I don't want to make a spiel on it. I guess I'm mostly voiced in trying to get something done here more than anything else, and I don't know whether so much in that, but anyway, I wouldn't say I'm a historian on it at all. I wouldn't say that at all. Don't attempt to be. I guess I've had more experience than anything else in just the working of the county and so forth. As I say, I was in the tax office 36 years, and I'm pretty close to the working of the county. And the people, knowing the people, that was the biggest thing, more so than anything else. But I'm ready any time, sir, that you want to.
Do you know when Darien itself was established?
Well, Oglethorpe came here in 1733. I mean, 1736. He came to Savannah in 33, and he came to Darien in 36. In the first trip.
And what was Darien, why was it established in the first place, as a port or?
Well, of course, it wasn't so much that. Of course, the river system, they looked at, of course, all from the beginning of history, they used large river systems for the best place to establish a town, like Savannah, and then here, all over the world. That's history. You take any big river system, that was the most logical place to build a city. And of course they came in here, and of course Darien was partially, of course, they brought the settlers from England. Oglethorpe brought these people over, many of them were in need of getting away from there, and he brought them over, and of course then it was an outpost for the English colonies, to the buffer for the Spaniards, keep the Spaniards back. Now see the Fort King George down here, it was settled in 1721. The fort was settled before the town was. They built that fort in 1721, and it was an English outpost. That's the first English settlement in Georgia.
It's older than the Fort Frederica settlement down in the same
time. Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they sort of hop from here on down to St. Simon's, or they?
Well, I imagine they did. This fort, King George, didn't last too long. Of course, it was later on that when Oglethorpe became Savannah, and then here, and then St. Simon's. That's when that kind of worked in later on. But the first establishment of Fort King George was a smaller, it was just an outpost. And it didn't last very long. A lot of fellows died there. They had malaria and whatnot, and they got a great loss of men, big loss of men. And of course, the Spanish invasions and whatnot and all were few at that time, but it was an outpost, that's what it was for. And of course, you know about the Battle of Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, I'm part of someone over there. In fact, I guess you know of it, and imagine somebody over there has related it.
Well, I've just seen passing comments about the Spanish being defeated at that
battle. Well, I wouldn't attempt to give you a rundown on it. Of course, I know about it, but it's no point for me to give you a rundown on it and let somebody else better qualified than I am do that.
Do you know if there were any Spanish settlements in this area before that time?
Well, they had missions that were in here. Yeah, there's missions in here. And of course, the history, it goes back on Saplo and all. They had some French people come back in there very early. There's supposed to be Spanish missions in here. Missions. Yeah. Of course,